So, I don't know if you've heard yet or not, but we are about to change things. Okay, when I said that, how did you feel? Good? What was that? You weren't sure what I said. Well, I said we're going to change things. Wondering. You're wondering. Mm-hmm. I had said that, yeah.
What is the change?
Yeah. Did you wonder what the change is?
Yes.
Did any of you have a tightening in your stomachs? You can be honest.
No fear, right?
Oh, there's always fear. Or often there is. Some of us might have thought, what? Not again. Or maybe there were some board members thinking, we didn't even have a meeting for the last 2 months. What is he talking about? Anybody think that? No? You were on to me already. Sometimes we have a gut reaction when we begin to speak of change. But we also know that actually change is always part of our lives, right? In fact, it's absolutely a necessary part of life. If we don't change, we won't be alive. It's true. It's one of the definitions of life that we change. And actually, we're all good at changing, believe it or not. It's true. Because we were made to change. It's how we are designed. Think about it. Let's ask the kids. I know you're busy, but can I ask you a question? Yeah? Okay. What are you always doing, even when you're sleeping? Breathing, yes. Anything else? Oh, dreaming. Oh. Well, I don't know about always, but yeah. But what are you always doing, whether you're sleeping or not sleeping? Yes? Anything else?
Growing.
Growing. Yeah? You're always eating? Maybe not when you're sleeping. I'm sure you're eating a lot. Oh, you're dreaming about eating. I see. Well, one of the things that some of us noticed with all of you, if we hadn't seen you in a few weeks or months, did we notice what's happened to our children? They're changing. They're getting taller. Absolutely, they're changing. They're growing. And what do you think a kid's main job is, kids? What's your main job, do you figure? School. Yeah, that is kind of your main job, most of you. And that's about learning, right? Learning and growing. We never stop growing and we never stop learning. Even if we're grown-ups, it's absolutely true. Even if you stop growing up, you keep growing new cells, your body keeps changing. And so do our minds and our hearts. It's what we were made for. As you've already heard, our theme for this month is embracing change. And step one of embracing change is to believe that we are created for change. It's true. So this is the first week's main message. Not only can we survive change, we are made for change. We're created, fashioned, equipped for change. God gave the prophet Jeremiah the image of the potter on a wheel. Let's go to the next slide. The image of the potter making pottery, the prophet was asking his people to change their hearts and minds and behavior. And God is like a potter shaping us. We can resist or we can go with it, discovering more about God's possibilities for us. And even when we have mishaps, as Karen said, and as we heard in the prophet Jeremiah, even if we make unfortunate choices or mess up in some way, God is continually reshaping us again and again and again. Our job is to stay flexible and to let God change us. And it really helps if we can grow in our trust of the Creator. Trust that change will not break us because we are made for this. Karen's going to invite us, we are inviting you, if you would like, to do some contemplation today with Play-Doh or clay. At every table there is some clay and some Play-Doh. That table's pretty full, but I think there's one or two spots over there, but there's a whole nother table here, and there's one at the back there and one in the middle at the back. And so we're only going to do this for, 4 or 5 minutes, but if you would like, you are invited to go to a table, and Karen's going to make some suggestions about what we might do.
Really, just to have the experience of forming and reforming clay. You may just play with it, or you could make something out of it. I made a turtle out of some of this clay. I made a little pinch pot, which I painted at home. The clay, which is on every table, will dry in 48 hours, so you can make something that will last, that you will keep. And then there's Play-Doh.